As dairy cows graze in a bucolic field near Green Bay, a tour group has its eyes on the rocky ground. Mike Wierick's 250-acre farm is located on the Niagara Escarpment. It's a ledge formation that, in Wisconsin, encompasses much of the northeastern part of the state down to the south and southwest.
I'm a practical guy, and from the practical standpoint, I'm concerned about my viewpoint, the water, number one.
Topsoil along the escarpment is very shallow. It's referred to as karst formations. In some areas, rock formations leave openings. That means chemicals can easily leach in and contaminate well water. Groundwater contamination in parts of Brown and Kewaunee counties have kept some homeowners from being able to drink their own water for years. So a nonprofit group called the Lakeshore Natural Resources Partnership is hosting an informational meeting Tuesday in the community of Glenmore. The LNRP's executive director is Jim Kettler.
Can you create buffers around those karst features? Identifying those karst features so that if you have a manure hauler, he can come in with a GPS unit and know exactly where not to spread manure. So it's a field-by-field management approach that you have to take. It's not to say we're trying to get rid of conventional farming. It's to say, how do you best manage that conventional farm?
Mike Wierick has found success through organically grass-feeding his cows, but he says aspects of his approach can be used for larger-scale operations as well. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.